Hello, everyone, and welcome to
Tell Me Story, Mama.
And who is here today?
Ethan.
And
Quaxley.
Hello, Quaxley. Hello, Ethan.
Actually, I'm Few Coco.
Hello, Few Coco.
Few Coco.
Few Coco. Okay.
I love Pokemon,
actually. I have some Pokemon here. We are going to read a story called Headstrong Hallie. This is a story of Hallie Morris Daggett, the first female fire guard.
Is there any Pokemon in it?
There's no Pokemon in this one. Written by Amy Bissonette and illustrated by David Hone. But I think you'll like this, Connor, because you do like firefighters too, right?
It is a true story.
It is a true story. Ethan, you like nonfiction, right? But it's made into a story form to make it interesting, too.
I like nonfiction.
Well, it's kind of like a biography. It's actually an autobiography. Hmm. Written about somebody else. So there's a little girl in the window. And she's like, fire, fire! Haley leapt from her bed and raced to the window, pulling back the curtains. A bright orange glow filled the sky. Flames licked the top of far-off trees. Hallie's house was safe for now, but the winds could shift at any moment. Even if her home was safe, the forest was in danger. The trees, the animals, her neighbors. Hallie raced to get dressed. She had to wake her sister, Leslie. The fire crews would be here soon. They had to be ready. Hallie had to help save her forest home. So there's a forest fire going on. And this actually happens quite a bit in California, unfortunately. So Hallie Morris Daggett never feared the forest. Certainly not. She hiked among the tall trees of California's Siskiyou Mountains, listened for the calls of familiar birds, and looked for signs of wildlife. She fished the rushing Salmon River with her brother, Ben, and sister, Leslie. She was an expert shot who loved to hunt.
My Uncle Benjamin?
So she loved the forest. You love the forest, right? There was really only one thing Hallie feared. Fire. And summer was the worst time of all for forest fires. Hallie had seen the horrible power of fire race through the trees, leaving them scorched and leafless.
It looks fire.
Yeah, it's orange. It looks fire. She had seen the animals of the forest scatter and flee from racing flames. Deer and foxes, rabbits and tiny mice. And she had seen those flames come dangerously close to her family's home. Because animals run, they know when that's they know to leave, right? So whenever U.S. Forest Service crews came to fight the fires, Hallie joined the fight. She and Leslie stamped out abandoned campfires. They brought food and supplies to the men at the fire line. Fire was a constant worry in Hallie's life. So it looks like she's helping the firemen out. Her and her sister, they're bringing some food for them. At night in bed, with the smell of smoke thick in the air, Hallie vowed to do more. Who knew the mountains better than she did? Who would protect them and keep her friends and forest and family safe? Hallie decided she would work for the U.S. Forest Service when she grew up. What kind of girl dreams a dream like that? A headstrong girl, for sure. Because that was mostly men that always did that, right? That fought the fires?
Be the first fire girl.
I think so. When Hallie and Leslie were older, they went to boarding school in San Francisco. School was fine, but city life was not for Hallie. Frilly dresses and feathered hats were not her style. She craved the smell of fir trees and wooded trails. She missed the roar of the Salmon River. As soon as she finished school, Hallie began mailing letters to the U.S. Forest Service. She wanted work. She wanted to help fight fires. But the Forest Service said no. Why would they say no to her, you think?
Because she's a girl.
Is that fair?
No.
Can't she do whatever the men do?
Yeah.
A few years later, tragedy struck. The Great Fire of 1910 burned millions of acres of forest in Washington, Idaho, and Montana. Fanned by hurricane force winds, the fire destroyed entire towns. People died, most of them firefighters. Hallie was more determined than ever. She wrote more letters. The Forest Service needed someone like Hallie. She told them. She had grown up in the mountains. She knew forest fires and the dangers they posed. She simply would not take no for an answer. But no was always the answer she got. The Forest Service didn't hire women. In 1913, that was a long time ago, right? It was over 100 years ago. Hallie finally got her break. The man who was the fire lookout at the Eddie Gulch Lookout Station quit to take a better paying job right before the start of the fire season. Hallie knew the Forest Service would act quickly to fill the post. She sat down and wrote her most heartfelt letter yet. Ranger M.H. McCarthy received 3 applications for the Eddie Gulch fire lookout job. In addition to Hallie, 2 men applied. Ranger McCarthy carefully reviewed all 3 applications, then sent his recommendation to his boss. And this is the letter he wrote, Connor. And this is a calligraphy pen. I love these pens. So they're right there, and then you dip them in ink. I hope your heart is strong enough to stand the shock. It is this. One of the most untiring and enthusiastic applicants, which I have for the position, is Miss Hallie Morris Daggett, a wide awake woman of 30 years.
Was that before Grandma was born?
It was before Grandma was born. Who knows and has traversed every trail on the Salmon River watershed and is thoroughly familiar with every foot of the district. She is not afraid of anything that walks, creeps, or flies. She is a perfect lady in every respect. Guess what? You know what happened?
No.
Hallie got the job! She got it! News spread that Hallie would be the new lookout at Eddie Gulch. It caused quite a stir. Some of the Forest Service men made bets she would quit within a few days. They were sure Hallie would be frightened by the fierce electrical storms atop the mountain. They were sure she would be lonely at the isolated station for where days or even weeks could pass without seeing another human being. They didn't know Hallie. She's tough, right, Ethan? Hallie loved the tiny lookout cabin from the first time she saw it. The Eddie Gulch station was on top of the peak that overlooked Hallie's girlhood home.
She has always
been
grandma.
The view from the cabin took Hallie's breath away. To the east was magnificent Mount Shasta at more than 14,000 feet high. To the west, the Pacific Ocean. Hallie's cabin became home to pet chipmunks that ate out of her hand and raided her pockets for corn or biscuits. Look, she's feeding them in her hand. A pair of porcupines made their way into the cabin each night, too, no matter what Hallie did to keep them out. There were larger animals such as bears and coyotes in the area, too. One morning, Hallie discovered a large panther track out on her trail. A panther track. Hallie started wearing her gun out after her walks after that. Because panthers are big cats, right? They're dangerous. Hallie loved her fire lookout work. Each morning, Hallie raised the American flag. She gathered firewood and fetched water from a nearby spring. Sometimes a hunter, camper, or a fellow forest guard would come by to visit. And Leslie made the 3-hour climb up the mountain on horseback every week to bring Hallie's newspapers, supplies, and letters from home. By day, Hallie watched for smoke. At night, she watched the red glare of the fire, which she described as red stars in the blue-black background of moonless nights. You see the fire right there, Connor? 3 times a day, Hallie telephoned Ranger McCarthy from the pole-mounted telephone outside her cabin. That was the old telephone. So you would put it to your ear and then talk in it. That's where you would talk. Yeah, I was one of those too.
I know. For some reason, like, we're talking, it just sounds so satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
It just looked cool to you.
Yeah. More often, if she spotted smoke or flame. In her first season on the job, Hallie spotted 40 fires. That's a lot of fires in 1 year. Because of her quick responding, fewer than 5 acres of forest burned. So she was good. Hallie worked the 1913 fire season at the Eddie Gulch Lookout Station. And for 14 more seasons after that. Oh, so she was there 14 years. She arrived every spring when it was still so cold that the streams were frozen over. And Hallie had no source of water. Hallie used shovels to fetch snow to melt it instead. She stayed until late fall when the snow fell again, and there was no longer a fire danger. When fire season ended, and it was time to make her way back down to the mountain, Hallie faced her return to civilization with sadness. So do you know what civilization is?
No. It's like where people live.
Yeah, it's like where cities are and people live. In 1927, the Forest Service replaced the tiny Eddie Gulch lookout cabin with a new building. The new building sat high off the ground and had a catwalk wrapped around it. It had walls of glass and a new Osborne firefinder, a tool that helped Hallie map and determine distances to fire. It provided a spectacular view of the forest below. But to Hallie, the new lookout station no longer felt like home. It was no more her style than the frilly dresses and the feathered hats she had worn at boarding school. Hallie's first season in the new building was her last. Hallie retired in 1927 with no regrets. From the time she was little, she had dreamed of a life where she would protect the mountains and the forest she loved. She knew what she wanted, and she followed her heart, even when that meant doing things other than she wouldn't or didn't want to do. And in the end, she found a place in the world that was just right for her. What kind of girl dreams a dream like that? A wonderfully headstrong one, for sure. And that is the end. In the end, they actually have pictures of her. That's her real cabin she had, and that's her on the telephone. So she was an amazing woman, right? And she was paid $840 a year. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So she helped protect the forest from fires. And that is all about Hallie. Headstrong Hallie. We hope everybody has a wonderful day. Bye.